improve other sectors of the economy. Commenting on the focus on telecoms, Mr. Dimoji, who is also the MP for English Amman Group, said there will be a tremendous impact on ICT use through internet facility, which will also boost the business environment.
The Ministry of Communication has a core responsibility for initiating and developing national policies aimed at achieving the cost-effective information and communication infrastructure and service for enhancement of promotion of economic competitiveness of this country. And that's the core mandate of that ministry. In that regard, if you look at what the ministry is doing for the past 2 to 3 years, I think they are under the right direction. But with specific regard to the 2014 budget, and if you look at the plans of the ministry, I think that it is just in line with the transformation agenda for the 2014 in general. One, why am I saying that? If you look at the Telecommunication Service Amendment Act, or what you call the Talk Tax, which was amended in 2013, one of the key objectives is to be able to capture sufficient revenue by ensuring that the telecom companies report the right amount of data to be able to get the necessary revenue. And the Ministry of Communication, in collaboration with the Ministry of Finance, has put in place structures in the 2014 budget to be able to get the necessary revenue from the communication service tax, so that they can be able to push the agenda for all the development infrastructures in the country. So the telecom sector or the communication sector is going to help the Ministry of Finance in ensuring that they get necessary revenue from the telecom sector to support the budget. That is one key area that is commendable.
The MP for English Amman Fulbright Demo on the impact of the 2014 budget on telecommunications.